One Drop of Blood, Episode 4. Written by Amanda Furr and Tanya Milevich. Adapted for radio by Amanda Furr.
So, I went to the doctor this morning.
Really? What did he say?
He said, I can't have children.
Oh, Beth, don't cry.
You know how much I wanted at least one child.
You know there is a way.
And you know that I don't want to be contaminated.
You won't be contaminated, Beth. You can have the child and nothing will happen to you.
Are you sure?
Trust me, darling.
I trust you. If it'll get me pregnant, then let's try.
Of course.
You know, if I have a boy, I'll name it after you.
And if it's a girl?
I'll name her Hope.
Said that no matter what happened, we'd remain together. I said that nothing could ever separate us. Cindy.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Angela. She's all set. I put my number in her phone in case she needs anything. Yours too.
I'm glad you asked me.
Hey, get over yourself.
Now you can't take a joke.
Well, I just thought I'd keep you updated.
Well, that's cool, but I'm kind of missing the best part of this movie, so I'll talk to you later.
Fresh blood. Yes, that's good. Very good. I have you now, Jason. And I will kill you in my own time.
My lord?
Yes, Cassandra?
I have some terrible news.
What has happened?
The Slayer Brian has done away with him. He's no more.
Ganon was a troublesome one, and I am not surprised that he has met his end. I had sensed his true death as soon as it happened, Cassandra. There was no need for you to take the trouble to tell me.
But Master, what is to be done now? I understand the Slayer was protecting the human Hope, who was Canyon's intended, but are we to wage war? He had a right to her, and they intervened.
Not yet. Kenon acted irresponsibly. He was awaiting that fate a long time before he attacked a human. We shall not act rashly. For now, we shall carry on as we have been doing. There will be no attack against any of the Slayers. Yet.
But
I shall make the announcement
Lord,
tonight. However, there is something I would ask of you, Cassandra.
Okay. So you take maybe a quarter cup of oil and a whole bulb of garlic.
Ugh, that's gross. So you put that in the blender, right?
Yep, and if it isn't the right consistency, just add more oil or subtract.
So you do stab them with stakes?
Yep, except staking them in the heart really doesn't do much. It's not a weak spot for them because their heart doesn't beat. But if you stake them in the belly or the eyes, well, that dusts them.
That is so gross.
Get over it, girl, because sooner or later you'll have to do it, or die.
I will. I just hope Brian can help me throw these things.
Brian,
Wow. I didn't think you had something going on with him, do you?
Hell no. Brian's so not my type. I mean, he's cute and all, but he's arrogant as hell.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you get to know him better, you'll think much differently.
You know that this thing is still hard to believe, right?
What, the vampire thing?
Yeah, I just like the thought of them all sexy and romantic, you know.
However, the Root, they're all bloodthirsty bastards.
Do you think it was a vampire that killed my mother?
Oh, hell. Emotional shit.
I think so.
Well, then I vow to kill each and every vampire that even thinks about looking me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, look, thanks for the coffee. It was great. Love chatting with you, but I gotta go. I have a shitload of work I have to finish when I get home. It's all on my desk, and I have a bunch of deadlines. I'll see you soon.
I feel ya.
Hey, see you later.
Yeah, when's Brian coming over?
Crush much?
Shut up.
He's coming over tomorrow to help you with target practice.
All right, bye.
Yeah, see ya. Homework. And the concentration of vampires is getting steadily heavier in this town. Seriously? Am I ever going to get my homework done? Really? I'm getting sick of this shit. No, stop! Hell no!
I have a message from Damien.
What?
Have no fear, Slayer. I've not come to feed.
Wow, that's a first.
My Lord Damien would like you to know that you have done well. He says that Canyon was asking for his fate, and the attack will not begin the war.
I didn't even kill Canyon, it was Brian. And according to my memory, he was the one who attacked first.
Do not remind me, Slayer. I am not allowed to harm you, however. If you provoke me, I will.
Oh, please do, so I can kick your ass.
You're lucky. Very lucky that my creator has not given the word for us to hunt unrestricted. He favors you stupid humans. I don't know why. But just know when the war breaks out, you will be first on my list.
Same here, bitch. God, I can't think about him. Oh, hell. Reminds me of that second date.
So, I'm cool?
The day had been a severely long one. And this goth chick with an attitude came in wanting a barbed wire tattoo.
Yes, just sign here, please. And, remember to keep putting the cream on. You don't want it to heal and the ink to fade.
Yeah, whatever. I don't have to come back for some follow-up shit.
No, ma'am. Just this form and that's it.
Good.
Hey, Angela, is it? Go sign the book and write down how much you made, as I showed you last week. Make sure you file those forms.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and that guy from last night Frank mentioned to me is back to see you again. He's in front of the parlor. See what he wants. We might get lucky. Maybe he wants another tattoo or something.
Okay.
My heart was beating so fast it hurt. I was that excited. That sexy guy was back out front of the parlor waiting for me. So I finished as fast as I could and practically sprinted out the front doors.
Good evening, Angela. I trust you are doing well.
I'm fine. Doing well. It's really nice to see you again, Damien. What can I do for you?
I have not come for a formal visit, Angela. I have come to call on you. That is, I would like to spend some time getting acquainted with you.
Are you asking me on a date?
I suppose that would be the modern word for it.
I'd love to.
Then allow me to escort you as a proper gentleman would.
God, I couldn't believe it. He was like a character from an old Victorian romance novel.
So, do you watch a lot of movies set in the 19th century?
I see many films. Why do you ask?
The way you speak.
Are you saying that my speech does not reflect the century?
Well, frankly, yes. You sound like you should be in the 1800s with the way you speak, but I like it. It's old-worldly.
God, it was the most idiotic thing that had ever come out of my mouth, but I couldn't help myself.
My conception of a modern date is to see a film. But first, have you supped yet?
What? I'm good. I had a big lunch. I'm not really hungry right now. Thanks, though.
Nonsense. I will take you to one of my favorite restaurants. I trust you will enjoy it as much as I do, I'm sure.
No. You don't have to do that. Don't worry. I'm fine, thanks.
No, Angela, please, do not insult me by refusing.
No point in arguing with that sexy voice. I just said.
Okay, then. I was wondering, there's this awesome movie. It's been getting some really good reviews. It just came out in the theaters, and I was wondering, like, if you had a chance, maybe over the weekend or something, if you'd like to go see it.
You mean the horror film?
Yeah, this girl gets visited by a vampire, and he bites her, she becomes one, and then she can't see her family ever again, but she's afraid of hurting them as a vampire. It looks all dramatic and creepy.
All right, we'll go see that.
Then I remembered my job.
Oh, shit!
What is wrong, love?
Yeah, I can't go out tonight. I have to be on duty until, like, 10 or 11. If I walk out, I'll lose my job, and, well, yeah, I can't afford that, and you just don't walk out on my boss.
It is all right. Let me talk with him. I can be very persuasive.
And I don't know how he did it, or what he said, but the next thing I knew, I was sitting next to him in his car driving to a restaurant.
Tell me, what kind of music do you enjoy?
I really like hard rock.
I find myself being drawn to that as well. It certainly has become popular. Do not worry about the cost, Angela. That is my responsibility.
As I said, total romance character. Charmer.
Welcome. Right this way.
Ah, I do enjoy this setting. It is quite relaxing.
And really nice. I feel underdressed.
Don't. You look beautiful.
Thanks.
What will you have for drinks?
I'll just have a mixed fruit drink, please.
Very good, sir.
Chateau Montand Rothschild Pauliac, 1986.
I'll return with your drinks.
Best date anyone could hope for.
I shouldn't think about that shit. Makes me want to kill myself.
Cassandra, you have finally returned. That is as it should be. Any news?
Human Slayer Angela attacked me, my lord. But I did deliver your message.
If she heard her... You did not do anything rash, I expect, Cassandra.
Of course not.
However, you fed... You did not wait until it was your shift to go and obtain sustenance. Do not attempt to hide things from me. It is very unwise to do so.
I apologize, my lord. I have also come to ask for your personal protection. The Slayer nearly annihilated me, and as my creator, it is your duty to protect me. I will do anything to secure that protection, Master.
By God, no. You are perfectly capable of taking care of yourself. You need no protection from me.
But, my lord...
I have no time for this! I have not fed, and the sun is due to rise soon.
Master, I have fed. You may take some of my blood.
No.
Why do you throw me off? If you hate me so much, Master, then why did you bother making me one of you?
Because I was desperate to fill a gaping hole. You acted like acid to that void. I regret the choice now.
Oh, really? Of who? That weak, pathetic Slayer bitch.
No. You were made before time. And if you ever speak of her like that again...
Voice talents provided by Amanda Furr as Hope, Tanya Milovich as Angela, Richard Garner as Damien, Matt Weller as Brian, David Ault as Darius, Deborah Adams as Beth, Rish Outfield as Jason, MCRO Garcia as Cassandra, Christington Gian Plotkin as Customer, Carrie Ayers as Waiter. Music was provided by Haydn and Globus. Other music included Taser's Choice and A Decision to Make by Brandon K. Guttenfield, Oak Sistina by Cox, Stealing Flowers from a Grave by QSNC, and Killing Butterflies from Jamendo.com. Sounds were obtained from freesound.org. This radio drama falls under the Creative Commons United States Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative 3.0 license. Visit us online for more audio dramas. Go to www.lightningbolt.podbean.com. Send us an email at tanja631@gmail.com. That's tanja631@gmail.com.
Some gold forge plan.